Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
Joining us in the studio, as she does every Tuesday, let's give her a big round of applause. It's friend of the show and fake celebrity news quiz mistress extraordinaire, Emma. I'm sorry, we got a little distracted when you first came in. I didn't even get a chance to give out your Twitter.
This is becoming a habit now at this stage. Kira, can you take over from
hey,
him?
Hey, the reason I didn't was because Kira was given the statistics, distracted all of us. Okay, Emma?
I was the brains behind this operation.
Yeah, exactly. If anything, Kira sabotaged your social media plug.
And I'm here sticking up for her, saying don't blame Kira. Can you hear I've got a bit of a husky voice tonight?
Huh?
This is just in my head.
Who does?
A bit of a iffy throat.
Who?
Me.
Do you?
Yeah, my voice sounds a bit different.
I can't tell what's going on here.
It's a little bit.
Anyway, right, let's get back to the fake celebrity news, Chris.
I have no idea. Okay, cool. Well, Emma, your Twitter is at EmmaPower87, at EmmaPower87. And of course, your Instagram is Instagram.com/EmmaPower87. Go online. Give Emma a follow. Be her friend. It's all happening on Emma's Instagram, I tell you. However, we are here for other important reasons. Emma, you come in every week. You give us four celebrity news stories. However, one of these stories is fake. And it's up to Kira and I to try and guess which story is the fake story. Before we get into it, could you be so kind as to give us the four stories again, please?
Sure.
Thank you, Emma.
So the first one is that Kiefer Sutherland was once barred from a Rolex shop after he dropped and broke a $20,000 watch.
Okay.
Victoria Beckham once played a sperm on roller skates for a BBC sex education show.
Yeah.
Al Pacino was the very first face to appear on Facebook.
Okay.
And Bear Grylls once survived a free fall parachuting accident from 16,000 feet.
Very interesting. Kira, those are the four stories.
Yes.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to get the fog machine going. I'm going to dim the lights a little bit and we're going to make it very tense. Okay. So, Kira, what did you say was the fake story?
I said the fake story was the Victoria Beckham story. I said that she did not play a sperm on roller skates on a BBC programme.
Okay. I said the fake story was Al Pacino being the first face to appear on Facebook. I said that was fake. Because I think it was probably like Mark or one of those guys, if you know what I mean. I'm sure they put their own face
that
up there
Zuckerberg
first.
Dude,
you know what I mean, though? Like, I'm sure like he put his own face up for the novelty or whatever. Maybe he didn't. Who knows? We're going to find out. Again, Kira and I both wavered between the idea of the Bear Grylls surviving a 16,000 foot fall story being fake. But Emma could have it phrased a weird way or something, you know, so that it looks like it's fake, but it isn't. I didn't trust Emma tonight with that, I have to say. So I didn't fall for it. But who knows? Maybe it's the true story. Emma, can you start narrowing down some of the stories, please?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
So, which one did you pick again? Chris, Al Pacino?
The Al Pacino story.
So, I can tell you that the Bear Grylls story is true.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. So he fell. The parachute didn't come out, but he fell and landed on his parachute backpack thing, and that saved
him. Are you serious?
Yeah. He crushed 3 vertebrae, but that was all that happened.
Wow, but he landed on the bag that was supposed to open. Wow, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Only Bear Grylls. Like, only Bear Grylls.
That's fortunate. Yeah, that is fortunate. Good man, Bear Grylls. All right, so that's real. I thought that would be too fake to be the fake story, if you get me.
Yeah.
Too obvious.
So, Chris, how are you feeling about, like, being in second place? Are you feeling confident?
Uh-oh.
Emma, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd like to be in first place. I'm not going to lie. I came here to win. I came here to get to first place in the fake celebrity news quiz. I'm not reaching my full potential. At least I'm ahead of Kira, but I would still like to be first. Won't lie.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Being under you, though, Emma, is cool as well. Don't get me wrong. That is enjoyable, too. And being on top of Kira, that's also enjoyable. I'm in a good position here, but I'd like to be at the top. Okay?
I'm sorry, Chris. You're not on top tonight.
Oh, damn it.
Al Pacino was the very first face to appear on Facebook.
Yeah, see, Chris, you should have listened to my reasoning.
Yeah.
Okay, Kira, I don't need that now.
Okay, so it's between me and Emma.
Kira, I wouldn't get so cocky if I were you.
Here we go.
Emma, have you won again?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus.
So Victoria Beckham did play a sperm on roller skates on a BBC programme.
Yes.
And Kiefer Sutherland. Okay, just a note, Chris, right? This is the second week in a row that Emma has used the fake story as the first story.
But she's no pattern. She has no.
She's a sociopath. That's what she is.
There's no way of predicting this woman.
Emma, congratulations. I don't know what we're going to do.
No worries. Thank you.
Wow. Emma, congrats, I guess. I mean, this is really starting to affect how I feel about myself and the fake celebrity news quiz, but what can I do?
As long as it's not affecting how you're feeling about me.
No,
that's all right,
that's,
you know?
That's unchanged.
Don't let it put you off me.
I'll try not to. I mean, I'll try and look past it. But as a man, you know, I can't possibly have a woman do better than me in life. Like, that's really difficult for me. You know what I'm saying?
That is masculinity, am I?
Yeah, it's like, you know when they say, like, when in the couple, the girl learns more and then the guy is all angry? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're totally outdoing us on the film quiz.
You're really angry that Kira's earning more than you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know the sexism that goes on here in RTÉ is incredible. It really is, absolutely. Well, look, Emma, congratulations. There's nothing else to say.
I don't know.
You're winning again. It's like, there's a real pattern here. Kira has been having a bad streak in the rap-offs. We've been having a terrible streak with Emma. No, but I'm saying there's always a winner.
In life.
Yeah, and in life.
There is always a winner, yeah.
Yeah, and it's you, Emma.
It's always me.
Congrats.
Actually, you know what? I'm not going to be cocky and I'm not going to pretend like I'm the ultimate overall winner because I haven't won, really.
No, we'll
because we
find
still
out
have months left to
December,
go. And last year I thought I won, but you actually won, Kira, so.
Well, we'll see who's laughing in December, I suppose.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah. If any of us are still here, we haven't all been fired. If RTÉ isn't laughing and saying, wasn't hiring them the worst thing ever that we did? But anyway, look, Emma, your Twitter is at EmmaPower87. At EmmaPower87 is your Twitter. Of course, your Instagram, instagram.com/EmmaPower87. Emma, thank you, as always.
Thank you.
For coming
bye.
On this evening.
Chris and Kira. 2FM.